It's time for today's Daily Devotional, and this week we are talking about tears in His bottle. We are talking about weeping today. You know, sometimes people think that when you cry, it's a sign of weakness, but it is not. Scripture today comes from John 11:35, and it's only two words, and that is, Jesus wept. Now, this is the shortest verse in the Bible, and yet it speaks volumes. When Jesus arrived in Bethany, He found His close friends Mary and Martha grieving the death of their brother. Now, Jesus knew what He was about to do. He knew that Lazarus would be raised, yet before He performed a miracle, He paused and He entered into their pain. He didn't preach. He didn't correct their emotions. He didn't rush the healing. He simply wept. Let that sink in. The Son of God cried. And why? Because Jesus is not only Savior, but He's compassionate. And He feels what we feel. He knows the sting of death, the ache of separation, the helplessness of watching someone hurt. He doesn't demand that we get over it or move on quickly. He meets us in our grief with empathy and love. Jesus weeping shows us that grieving is not weakness. Mourning isn't lack of faith. In fact, sorrow can be sacred when it leads us to the arms of the One who weeps with us. He understands your heartbreak. He's not watching you from a distance. He's kneeling beside you right now. He is sharing your tears in the middle of your loss. Whatever you may be suffering through right now, you are not alone. You are held by a Savior who feels everything that you feel. So today we ask you, have you been feeling pressured to move on from grief? And what would it look like to simply just sit down with Jesus with it? That is the question. Today, find a quiet place. Close your eyes and imagine Jesus sitting beside you and picture Him placing a hand on your shoulder, weeping with you, not to fix you, but to simply be with you. Let yourself rest in that image that you are not alone. And if you feel led, journal what you imagine Jesus would say to you in your sorrow. Jesus, thank You for being our Savior who weeps. You didn't turn away from